Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression. This song for you.
Today's a new day.
Welcome to Renewing Your Mind, helping you realize the true transformation as promised in Romans 12:2. We address the topic of avoidant personality disorder and related conditions. Does criticism destroy you? Do you feel rejected by everyone, or do you feel all alone in the world? Do you feel as if everyone is better than you or everyone is watching? If this describes you, this podcast is for you. If this describes someone close to you, this podcast is for you. This is a space to share experiences, ask questions, support one another, and begin to find healing and hope through the renewing of your mind.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day.
And now, here are your hosts, Philip and Rebecca Dacus.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day. So tell me where are my blue skies?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Avoidant Personality Disorder, which also covers depression, social anxiety, and other related conditions like that. Just have a few announcements that I'm going to go through really quick because we have shortened up our time to 30 minutes. Plus, I really don't want to spend much time on the announcements anyway, but it's something that I need to go through really, really quickly. By the way, my co-host, she may or may not be popping in tonight. She's not exactly feeling that great, so she might be coming up with us, and she might not. So we'll see what happens. As far as the announcements, a new website coming soon. I know that that's been coming for a little while, but it's something to keep in mind because I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what the new web designer I've hired can do. So I think it's going to be great things. There's going to be everything on there from the upcoming online classes, a book that is supposed to be out probably around the first of the year, to be realistic, and some other great things as well. Also going to have a test on there. The test will be something that you can go into and you can take to give you it's not a diagnosis because we're not licensed. We can't do that, but it's something you can go into and get an idea whether you might have avoidant personality disorder or someone that you know or care about might have avoidant personality disorder. So very excited about this test. Also hoping that's going to be coming the first of the year. Very excited about that because I think it's going to be a huge thing to have some great tools out there that people can utilize for avoidant personality disorder. Because whether you may or may not have noticed, there's really just not a whole heck of a lot out there for avoidant personality disorder. Most of what is pretty what I would call long-haired, a lot of gobbledygook stuff that most people don't understand. So very excited about all of this coming together. On to the podcast for tonight. Tonight, I want to talk about victory. Yeah. Now, in a lot of the podcasts I've done, they can come across, I wouldn't necessarily say as negative, but they can come across as, well, just talking about a subject that can be a little bit on the negative side because depression, avoidant personality disorder, these are not fun things. These are topics that, well, they are depressing. You just want to crawl up into a ball, stay in your bed, and pull a rock over your head and stay there. You know, these are unfortunately terrible things. It's a terrible disorder. But what I want to talk about in this podcast is some more, I want to try and be a little bit more uplifting, a little bit more victorious, a little bit more positive, because there is healing and victory in Jesus. And that's what we're talking about, is how to overcome avoidant personality disorder. And if you want to overcome it, well, there are certain things you got to do. It's just like a recipe for a for creating a dish. If you want to create dish, whatever it is, there is a recipe that requires certain ingredients. If you don't do all of the if you don't put all the ingredients in there and you don't put them in exactly the way they're supposed to be, guess what? That recipe ain't going to come out right. Well, it's the same thing with overcoming avoidant personality disorder, or fill in the blanks with whatever you're facing, whether it be overweight, addictions like pornography, whatever you're dealing with, fill in the blanks. If you want to overcome it, there is some work that is required. There is a certain recipe that you have to follow to get that success that you need. If you don't follow the recipe, it's not going to happen the way, at least not the way you hope it happened, or it's not going to be it's not going to be long lasting like The Biggest Loser, which was a great show that I enjoyed. We enjoyed. It was ran for a long time, but a lot of these people from The Biggest Loser, a lot of them didn't maintain their weight loss. I know there's a lot that did, but there's also a lot that really didn't. And that's because they didn't continue to follow that recipe. They followed it while they were in The Biggest Loser, but then when they got out, it didn't stick. So that's what I'm trying to do with this. I'm trying to give you a recipe to get out of avoidant personality and to make that be something that you'll follow for the rest of your life. Because if you don't, then it can resurface, like, alcoholism, for example. You go to something like Alcoholics Anonymous and you find some healing and some relief from alcoholism, but you'll always carry with you a propensity, if I can use a big word that most people don't understand, and I'm not sure I do, but you'll always carry with you that thing inside of you that is a bit of a craving. So the wise thing to do is not to go to bars. You don't put yourself in that within that temptation, if that makes sense, because you can fall back into that again. Okay, I've kind of gotten off the track a little bit, and I apologize for that. I tend to do that. Ask my wife. She'll tell you that that I do that. I get off track and on things and get a little bit derailed and sidetracked. But wanted to talk a little bit about victory and how to overcome avoidant personality disorder. Now, for those of you that maybe join us for the first time and maybe don't really know the word avoidant personality disorder, it's a very serious condition. It includes a lot of things like depression. And I'm not just talking about maybe some garden variety depression. I'm talking about some real serious stuff where you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning, where you don't want to go to work. You don't want to go out and be with friends. You don't go to social functions. You don't go to be with your family. Some very dark things that cause you just to not want to be involved in life. You want to avoid it. Hence the name, avoidant personality disorder, avoidance, avoid, go figure, right? So what I want to talk about a little bit more, and I'm not going to go through what all avoidant personality disorder is, because that's a bit of a subject for a different podcast. What I'm talking about more here is how to overcome, how to get that victory from avoidant personality disorder. Now, we've already talked about a recipe. You know, there has to be a recipe. There has to be something you do. You have to be willing to put in the work. If you don't work at it, guess what? It's not going to happen. Now, miracles happen. God can heal you instantly. And if he does, praise God, wonderful. But more often than not, there is some work that is going to be required, even in the book of James. God says that faith without works is dead. Now, faith is believing in God. Faith is going to him in prayer. Faith is believing. But then there's work involved. So, in other words, what God is telling us is you have to do something. You can't just sit there on your couch or lay there in your bed and expect God to wave his magic wand and poof, it's done. Now, God does do miraculous things. He does heal instantly. He does do these things. But there's going to be some effort involved on your part. He's not just going to poof, heal you, and you're great. There is going to be something that you're going to have to do. There's going to be, God tells us to count the cost. Even in salvation, there is cost involved in salvation. There's something that you have to do. You have to walk it out on a daily basis. It's not one time it's done. It is, but there's still a walking out involved. Okay. Enough of that again from my sidetrack. Sorry about that, folks. But if you don't like sidetracks, then you probably don't want to listen to me because I tend to do that a lot. So I want to devote this podcast, or what's left of it here, so because we have about 25-ish minutes, is more positivity and uplifting, because that's what you and I and everybody else needs. I mean, that's why we go to church. We go to church to be uplifted. We go to church to hear positive things. Go to church to worship God. We go to church to hear the pastor say everything is great, or we can be great. There is victory. There is life. There is joy. This is why we do these things, because this is what we need. Day-to-day life can tend to get a little depressing, and even more so if your avoidant personality disorder is hundreds of times worse. So we need that positivity, right? Okay. So that's why in the introduction to the podcast, there's the song Smile by Kirk Franklin. You know, I chose that song for a reason. Well, several reasons, actually. One, because I just like Kirk Franklin. He's a wonderful singer. And plus, the song is all about smiling through adversity. Now, you may think smiling is just a simple thing. It's a normal thing. Everybody does it, right? Well, not really. My wife has to constantly remind me of some simple things. She reminds me to shake people's hand. She reminds me to tell somebody that I'm glad to have met them. I'm glad they came over, whatever. These simple things that just don't occur to me. And a lot of that is probably avoidant personality disorder. And there might be some other things thrown in there as well. I don't really have the statistics on that, but just saying that she has to remind me to do these things. And one of them is also smiling. And, you know, I used to do voiceovers. It's something that I still do a little bit. I don't do much of it anymore, but in voiceovers, they tell you to smile, because it seems like a silly thing, but people can actually hear you smile. You think about it and you think, how in the world somebody can hear me smile? Well, it works. Trust me. I'm trying to smile right now. It's not something that I do real well. It's something I'm trying to actually learn to get better at it, because it just doesn't come entirely naturally to me either. And if you're stuck in avoidant personality disorder, it probably doesn't come naturally to you either, because of the disorder, because of the depression, because of you're not wanting to be involved in life, because of fill in the blanks, all of these horrible things that you're going through, all of these circumstances that are telling you not to. But it's something that you need to do. And it's something you're just going to have to trust me in, that if you smile, it's I think there was an old commercial a while back or something. If you smile, the world smiles back at you. And it sounds cheesy, but it actually really works. If you smile, then good things are going to come your way. Now, I'm not saying that everything is going to turn up roses. Everything is going to be, you're not going to have trials and tribulations, and there's not bad things are going to happen. But if you smile, things are going to turn around for you. There's going to be some good things that are going to come. You need to smile. You need to sometimes tell your face to smile. And like I said, it's something I'm trying to teach myself, because it doesn't come naturally to me either, but it is something that you're going to have to try. Just try it. Just take some small steps for a day. Try smiling. And just think about it in your head. I'm going to work. I'm going to try smiling and see what happens. If I go to meet people, I'm going to smile. If I am around my loved one, I'm going to smile. See what happens. You'll find that they'll respond to you differently if you smile. You'll find that that things will brighten up in your life a little bit, that all of a sudden the depression will start melting away a little bit. Now, I'm not saying it's going to go away completely overnight, but if you do the little things, things will start changing. Trust me, these things will happen. And yes, it's something you have to teach yourself. Or, like I was saying earlier, that someone special in your life, your mate, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, just your friend that understands, can help you with these things. I'm very fortunate to have my wife, my soon-to-be wife, which is another story, which I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of. It's actually a huge testimony. We actually got divorced, and it was due to avoidant personality disorder, which got the better of us. We got divorced. I moved out. Long story short, it's been roughly a year now. God has brought us back together. We're planning on getting remarried here in the next, probably a couple weeks. I'm not really sure. Anyway, so all that to say, great things can happen if you put in the effort to start making some changes. Now, I'm not saying that huge changes will happen overnight, but they will start to happen in your life. You just need to start doing some sort of work to get you to that place that you're wanting to be. Now, in life, it's easy not to feel like doing things. And I completely understand. I've been there. I've been to that place where I didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't feel like going to work. I didn't feel like going to the store. I didn't feel like talking. I didn't feel like getting out of bed. I really didn't feel like doing much of anything. So, I completely understand. This is, it's not easy. But we have to train ourselves to do these things, even when they're difficult. Have you ever found that it's the difficult things in life that are actually worthwhile and advantageous? Because I'll just give you an example. When I was in the midst of avoidant personality disorder, and I still have these things even today, I won't want to go somewhere. My wife will say, honey, let's go to a fireworks show, for example. And I'll say, no, I don't want to go. Make various excuses as to why I don't want to go. All of which, of course, are excuses that I don't really need. I could overcome if I wanted, but they're excuses. But then my wife would, of course, press, which she should, and I would give in. I would say, okay, I'll go ahead and go. And then I get there to the fireworks show, and I find that I actually have fun. I find that it was actually a good thing, and I'm glad that I went. And the point is that this is something that you'll find in your life a lot, that you won't want to do something, but then you get out there and it's no big deal. It's like there's some sort of unseen force, right, in your life that wants to keep you down, wants to keep you depressed, wants to keep you from getting out, that basically just want to keep you in the bed, keep you in the depressed state that you're in. And have you ever wondered about what that something is? Have you ever wondered why you don't feel like getting out? Have you ever wondered why you don't feel like talking to anybody or getting close to anyone? But at the same time, there's this little thing inside of you that really wants all those things that I just mentioned. In fact, it wants them very bad, but you just can't seem to get there. You just can't seem to get out. You know, so probably you do nothing but think because you don't get outside and do anything else. If you're like me, you're a thinker. And I think most people that have avoidant personality are, because they live inside their minds. So they tend to think and think and think and think, and they think a lot. So, you know, what else do you have to do, right? If you don't go out and do anything, but you think. So it's like there's this unseen force that prevents you from breaking out of your shell and getting out there and doing anything. Now, as Christians, we know this unseen force is, of course, Satan. Satan wants nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. That means that he wants nothing more than to keep you where you're at, keep you in that depressed state, keep you from getting to know anybody, and keep you from enjoying life. Now, do you really want to know how to break free? Well, you have to work at it, as I mentioned a few times before. And I mention these things over and over again because there are things that we need to hear. This is the recipe to overcoming and finding healing avoidant personality disorder and from depression. There has to be a recipe. There has to be something, steps that you need to take, things that you need to do to obtain that healing that you're looking for. So if you want to break out of that rut and enjoy finding friends and get a new life, you're going to have to put some effort into it. I'm not going to make any bones about that. This is just what you have to do. That means even if you don't feel like it, you go to the store. Even if you don't feel like it, you talk to somebody. You talk to your friend. You talk to family members. You talk to that partner in your life, whoever it might be. Talk to your child. Even when you don't feel like it, you go socialize with people. Now, for people that have avoidant personality disorder, this is a huge one because socialization is beyond scary. This is something that we just don't do. Socialization is a huge enemy. And you don't necessarily have to jump into a full-blown social event right away, but just take some baby steps. Go out with one person. Then maybe you add in another person, then maybe at some point you add in another one, and so on and so on and so forth. Small steps, baby steps to get where you're wanting to be. You know, what it comes down to is choice. Now, I'm a person of the movies. I love movies. That's what I live for, is movies. Movies to me are, well, they're like modern day prophets. If you want to see where the world's going, what world's going to be like in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, go watch a movie because you'll see it. It's like space travel. Space travel existed in the movies long before it ever became a reality. People thought before it was a reality, they thought they would have called you a nut if you talked about it. But eventually, one day it became a reality. Now it's common. Same thing with lasers and on and on and on and on and on. These things, you could find them in the movies way before they ever became a reality. Now, for those of you that are not movie buffs, you're going to have to bear with me a little bit because I'm going to reference a movie called The Matrix, one of my favorite movies, at least of that time. It's getting a little bit dated now, but anyway, in The Matrix, there was a character called Neo and another one, which person called the Oracle. Now, Neo went to see the Oracle. The Oracle was going to give Neo advice of what to do. So he did, and the Oracle gave Neo a bunch of advice of what he should do. And Neo, being a very intelligent person, said, "Well, how can I trust you? How do I know that you're not just trying to lead me down the wrong path? How do I know that this is really what I should be doing?" And the Oracle, being very wise, came back with some very wise advice for Neo. And the Oracle said, "Well, Neo, you're just going to have to make up your own mind." Now, I know that sounds kind of simple, but it's not. It's not anywhere close to simple. But basically, the Oracle was telling Neo that he had to make a choice. He could either choose to believe the Oracle or not, do the things the Oracle suggested or not. It was up to him. Now, in Christianity, there's God and there's Satan. God tells us what we should do and what we should not do. God has given us advice and suggestions for our life. And we can either choose to obey God or we can choose not to. So it comes down to choice. You either choose God or you don't. You just have to make up your own mind what you're going to do. This is reflected in the book of Joshua 24. It says, "Choose this day who you're going to serve." Same advice. God is telling us, you either choose me or you don't. You choose to obey me or you don't. You have to make up your own mind. Same thing. And it's the same thing with avoidant personality disorder. In avoidant personality disorder, you have to, there's work that's involved. If you're going to get on the road to healing, if you're going to overcome avoidant personality disorder, I can provide suggestions of what you need to do to be on that path to healing. And you either follow those suggestions or you don't. It's plain and simple. It just comes down to a matter of choice. And you either do it and you get on that path to healing, or you don't, and you stay where you're at. It's simple. Now, I don't want to oversimplify it because it's not simple. There's work to be done, but it's a simple choice. You either choose to get out there, do these little things that'll eventually they'll lead you to your healing, or you choose to stay where you're at, stay in your depression, stay in your avoidant personality disorder, and have your life destroyed, because that's where it ultimately leads. Avoidant personality disorder leads to destruction. I've talked to a lot of people with avoidant personality disorder, and they eventually, it'll wind up destroying lives. Eventually, it winds up destroying you. It's not where you want to be. So my suggestion is to get some help. Get on that path to healing. Now, how exactly what all that path involves, what all the recipe involves, that is a subject of another podcast, not something I have time to get into because that's way too lengthy. There's a lot of things that you can do to find to get on that path towards healing. One of them is just what I said. It often comes down to baby steps, the small things. Start by trying to smile, work on it, and you'll find that you'll think about it throughout the day. Hey, I'm not smiling. I'm going to give it a try and see what happens. It's a challenge that I'll throw ahead at you. Try smiling. Simple thing. It'll have huge results. I promise you. There's a lot of other little things that you can do to get on that path to healing. Like I said, I've got a huge amount of things that I've got planned coming out. Hopefully by the end of the first of the year, I'm hoping to start rolling these things out that, like I said, I'm very excited about, because a lot of things that are desperately needed so that Satan doesn't win. You know, we all know that in the end he doesn't win, but I'm talking about Satan not winning in your life. That is what we're trying to do. We're trying to head him off the pass, like the old West, so that he doesn't have the victory in your life. You deserve the victory. Your loved ones, your partner, your friend, whoever you might know that has avoidant personality disorder, they deserve the victory. And it can be done. It's just a matter of work. Now, looks like I have about 12 minutes. I got through what I had for tonight a whole lot quicker than I was expecting. And my co-host had to step out, not feeling well tonight. So I'm hoping that she'll be back with me next Wednesday. And I'm actually going to do something a little bit different tonight. I'm actually going to play the intro again. And I wish I actually had the full song in here, and I don't. I only have the introduction, and that's something that I'll try and have for the next time, is trying to have some full worship songs in here so I can play some so we can do a little bit of worship here. We can do a little bit of, and you know, worship doesn't have to be a huge thing. It doesn't have to be a big involved thing. Worship is just obeying God as a form of worship. There's a lot of things that are forms of worship. But let me play the song again. I'm just going to play the introduction. And it talks about smiling. So even though it's not the full song, I really want you to listen to the words and think about smiling. Think about overcoming your circumstances.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
Welcome to Renewing Your Mind, helping you realize the true transformation as promised in Romans 12:2. We address the topic of avoidant personality disorder and related conditions. Does criticism destroy you? Do you feel rejected by everyone, or do you feel all alone in the world? Do you feel as if everyone is better than you or everyone is watching?
Now, I wanted to stop that right there because I want to just address something real quickly. This whole podcast is about renewing your mind. Renewing your mind is exactly that. We want to get rid of all of the depression, the social anxiety, the fears, the rejection, all of these negative, horrible things that Satan has planted in our minds. And we want to replace all that with good things, the things that God talks about. God tells us in his word the reality of who we are. There's lots of promises of God, lots of things that he tells us in his word of who we are. We're wonderful. We're created in his image. These are things that, and I would encourage you to go back to read some of these things in the Bible where God tells us who we really are. We're not made to be depressed. We're not made to be fearful. We're not made to be to have this rejection and inferiority complex and self-hatred and all these other things that avoidant personality brings on us. This is not who we are. This is not what God intended. This is what happened because of sin in our world. It's not God's doing. So don't fall into the trap of these things. Renew your mind. Get out of that muck and mire that Satan has put you in and start to believe the things that God has said about you. Okay? And smile. Don't forget to smile. And I'm going to, I wish there was a way that I could come back and ask you about these things to see if you actually took up the challenge to smile. But I do encourage you to do that. And maybe you can. We do have a chat room. You can come in there and you can give maybe some testimony or say, hey, Philip, I tried smiling. And guess what? It worked. People smiled back. People interacted with me like they never have before. And they even told me they liked me. Imagine that. The wonderful things that can happen if you just try. So this is a challenge for this next week. Smile. See what happens. I promise you good things will come of it. So that brings me to the end of this podcast. I will see you or listen to you next Wednesday. And I hope to hear some good stories about what happened as a result of you smiling.
This has been Renewing Your Mind with Philip and Rebecca Dacus. Find more resources at our website, avoidance.org. And join us again next time for Renewing Your Mind.
Hardship, difficulty,
right now.
Tears, storm, this is what I do.
I smile.
Woo.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile.
See, I just don't want you to be happy. But then you gotta have something happy then. You to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.